This goes to the Saginaw Veterans Administration. And the fax is 989-321-4085. Regarding Almy, his first name, A-L-M like Mary, Y, Moore, M like Mary, O-O-R-E. Date of birth, 10-20 of 1943. Dear sirs at the Saginaw Veterans Administration, this is a consultation for Mr. Moore, who was sent for nephrology management of his ANCA-positive vasculitis with stage 3B chronic kidney disease. The patient also receives care from the Ann Arbor Veterans Administration. He is receiving Rituxan, R-I-T-U-X-I-N, infusions every 6 months since he had a exacerbation of the vasculitis, that should be continued for 2 years from November of 23, which appears to be the last flare. And he has been doing well. He had been on Bactrim single strength daily for after receiving Rituxan. However, he did stop it for several months, and recently he developed a really bad cough. It was keeping him up at night, and he was unable to lay down and sleep because of the cough. He resumed that Bactrim single strength once a day, and within a week, the cough was gone. We will be reinitiating prophylactic dose of Bactrim single strength for twice a week dosing. Currently, he's feeling much better. He is concerned that he was only getting labs about once a year, and that's not enough to monitor chronic kidney disease. So we will be managing his lab ordering and result review. Currently, he denies headaches or dizziness, no recent rashes, no unusual ulcerations or lesions, no headaches or dizziness, no chest pain, palpitations, no shortness of breath. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. No foul odor. No edema, minimal edema, actually, of the lower extremities. That is stable. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, gastroesophageal reflux disease, vasculitis, that is ANCA positive, and M like Mary, P like Paul, O positive. Also anemia, a history of malignant melanoma, and the tumor was removed several years ago without recurrence. He's had colon polyps and gets colonoscopies every 3 years. His next one is due in July of this year. Microscopic hematuria, arthritis. Past surgical history, he's had a recent capital T like Tom, capital A, capital V like Victor, capital R, in 2024, that was in Ann Arbor at the Veterans Administration Hospital. He was very short of breath before that procedure, and after it was done, he felt much better. His activity tolerance is back to normal now. He's had both right and left hips replaced. He's had multiple colonoscopies. He's had a cholecystectomy. He had a large facial laceration many years ago from a dog bite with multiple surgeries to repair that. He's had a bladder cystoscopy and a renal biopsy to confirm the vasculitis diagnosis. Social history, the patient is an ex-smoker. He smoked about a pack a day before he quit completely in 1978. He does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. He is married and lives with his wife, and he is retired, and he used to be an animal control person after retiring from the military. Family history is significant for hypertension, COPD, and colon cancer. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. Medications, aspirin, 81 milligram daily. Amlodipine is 5 milligram daily. Tylenol, 500 milligram for pain, but he rarely uses them, maybe one per month. And glucosamine with chondroitin. and one daily. He does not use any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. Physical exam, height 69 inches, weight 168 pounds, pulse 78, oxygen saturation is 96% on room air, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 130 over 70. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear with uvula midline. Neck is supple. No jugular venous distension, no carotid bruise, no lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites. And he has a trace of ankle edema bilaterally. In labs, most recent lab studies were done April 16th of 2024. Creatinine was 1.8 with estimated GFR of 38. March 11th of 24, creatinine 1.9, GFR 35. 10-6 of 23, creatinine 2.0 with GFR 33. 6-8 of 23, creatinine 1.5 with GFR 47. Sodium 138, potassium 4.1. Carbon dioxide 26. His hemoglobin is 13.8 with normal white count and normal platelets. October 6, 2023, creatinine is 2.0 with a GFR 33. Urine analysis of October 6, 23, a large amount of blood and 70 plus protein at that time. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels that require monthly monitoring at this point. 2, ANCA positive vasculitis, ANCA positive and M like Mary, P like Paul, O positive vasculitis. Currently receiving Rituxan every 6 months, and we believe that should be continued for 2 years after his recent flare-up in November of 2023. We're going to resume Bactrim single strength, the 400/80, one on Tuesday, one on Friday, so twice a week, as long as he's on the Rituxan. We are going to request records from Ann Arbor Veterans Administration concerning the recent TAVR procedure and his Rituxan infusions. We will ask him to get monthly lab studies done, and he's going to get one done today. We will do urinalysis and the microalbumin to, the protein to creatinine ratios will be done monthly. And he's going to have a follow-up visit with this practice in 3 to 4 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.